Linkages sport, absolutely essential. In the past, of course, Hannah, you've held up the Leicester Tigers rugby trophy, I believe.
Yes, I think, I can't remember if that was at Lincolnshire
it
show.
It was indeed at the Lincolnshire show, exactly, yes. And we are joined now by Lincolnshire Sport's finest, otherwise known as...
Nicola Blake.
Nicola, share with us what marvellous things we can expect and what the listener can expect from Lincolnshire Sport if they make their way over to you during the Lincolnshire show this year.
Well, we have a variety of activities on this year. We want to get as many people playing sport as possible. We have cricket in this area over here. My colleagues are currently putting up a human table football.
A human table football.
Indeed. So you have 10 players on that.
It's health and safety, you know that.
Well, we have, yes, we did think about it, but it's a hugely popular activity and everyone loves having a go on it. So we also have instant ping, table tennis in our tents just here. We've got arrows, archery, we've got sumo suits as well.
Sumo suits, what county show will be complete without sumo suits, I've often said.
Of course, we've got sword balls going in the middle and we've got golf in that area. So, you know, we have such a massive range of sport going on.
So, Hannah, when you return on Thursday, what are you going to be taking part in here?
I think I'll be going on the human table football, to be honest. I think that sounds amazing. How does that work?
So, basically, imagine a normal table football, what are they called?
The handle ones,
yeah, absolutely. But instead of holding the handles, you're actually in it. So you're moving the poles up and down as you go. You have to stick on your poles, of course. And it's just a massive inflatable around the side.
Does this mean that people actually spin round, sort of doing treble somersaults when they actually sort of get very excited?
The kids might do sometimes. but genuinely, you know, we have people guarding it. So it's quite controlled. But just good fun, really.
So, Nicola, how did you get involved with this yourself?
What, my role at Lincolnshire Sport? Well, I graduated from the University of Lincoln. I did a journalism degree in 2012. God, that time's gone really quickly. I came into marketing, so I now do marketing for Lincolnshire Sport.
And that's Hannah going to be graduating this year in 2014.
Yep.
Small world, but obviously life continues its own merry way. Lincolnshiresport.com is the web address.
It is, absolutely. There's plenty of ways for you to get active on the website, because that's all we want, really. We want people playing sport, doing some physical activity and just being a bit more healthy.
Okay, so what more can we say other than get yourself over to the near the countryside ring in the sort of general activity range of the Lincolnshire show for Lincolnshiresport.com. and presumably we have to acknowledge that Lincolnshiresport.com is for life, not just for the county show.
Of course, yes. All year round. Doing as much as we can. We're promoting a hell of a lot of stuff that people can get involved in, so come and see us. We'll be very friendly, say hello and help you get more active.
Now, Pocklington's is one of those wonderful magical names that certainly Amelia Highfield was very excited about when she said Pocklington's.
Yes, she was. And looking now, I can see a list. I can see plum bread, confectionery, fruit pies, meat pies,
and providing the press breakfast.
Oh, well.
It's amazing. And we're speaking now to?
Chris Pocklington.
Wow! Sorry, exciting there for Chris, but too much excitement. Share with us. This is always the magical moment, the eve of the show. And Pocklington's Bakery here, Small Business of the Year in Lincolnshire Echo Awards. You're just going from strength to strength, aren't you?
We like to think so. We try hard, try to make some progress every year. We're having a triple stand this year at the show. We've got some plum bread samples for people to come and try. And we're just going to show people what we can do. We're setting up a shop.
That's even more wonderful, etc. Now, talk to us about your team, because obviously you've got a lot of things to work through. Who else have we actually got working in the Pocklington stand here?
Well, I've got my daughter, Holly.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Holly's media debut.
And I've got my son, Christopher.
He's in the toilet.
Too much information, Holly, but never mind. We know it's perfectly okay. It's just wonderful joys of broadcasting for the Midweek Driver. And we were doing sound checks, don't worry, Chris. And any others?
Yes, we'll be getting a couple of girls from our shop in Louth. They'll be here tomorrow and Thursday. And my wife will probably be here.
It was good for the daughter to mention them, the sort of
Barrett's. Mention them, yeah.
Absolutely. Hannah?
What's your favourite part of the Lincolnshire show?
Well, it's just the fact that it brings everybody in the county together. I mean, if we get a chance to have a walk around and look at some of the stands, you bump into people that you know, people recognise you from the shops. You know, and it's if the weather's good, which hopefully it will be, it's about networking, I think. Not just work-wise, but socialising and meeting people that you haven't seen for a while.
And doing radio interviews with Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting.
I mean, this is our fifth year, I think, we've had a stand here. And each year we just go slightly a bit bigger and just show people what we can do a little bit better.
Well, I know that our social networking team will probably be making a beeline for the Pocklington stand in all sorts of ways. But just to remind people, if they want to check out where Pocklingtons are based at the Lincolnshire Show, would you like to just describe your location?
Yeah, we're in the food court. We're in the right-hand aisle as you look at it. Right-hand
number
side.
46.
That's what we wanted.
Number 46.
Excellent.
And of course, the web address for people who want to check you out when you go in there, heading up to Louth.
Pocklingtons-bakery.co.uk.
And with that wonderful dulcet tone of a lorry reversing over various other folk, no, only kidding. Ed, success. You've actually managed to erect the marquee.
Yes, absolutely. And that dulcet tone was an F sharp. I just had to drop that in.
Always important. John Paul, your first official line here. How has the gazebo building gone?
It's gone very well. It's looking, the stall's looking good for tomorrow. Hopefully be a good day.
Hannah, your highlights of what we've been checking out so far?
I'd say the beekeeping or the Lincolnshire sport.
Yeah, Lincolnshire sport with real-life human being table footballers. Now, Ed, very important part now has emerged because Hannah's last location report was indeed 2 years ago. And since that time, what she doesn't realise is I've actually been carrying around in my little black bag here her official Siren FM pass badge. So if you'd like to... There we are. No, that's mine.
That's you.
Tell you what, you hold on to this.
I'll talk to myself for a while.
Sort of point of view. And then we can have the official presentation. You can see, there we are.
Oh, there it is.
Because
hello,
we never
Brian.
Thought she'd ever return.
Community journalist, 2012, 2013, and still here, looking younger than ever.
So,
applause, JP.
Yeah, thank you. Never let it be said that we let our midweek driver sort of just lose the whole thing through. Because, of course, the joint thing is, you took over Hannah's role as being contributor of the year for Southside Broadcaster.
Yes, I was very, very proud and honoured to take up the baton there. I'm not sure I did it as well as you did.
I'm sure you did, Ed, a better job by far.
We're so nice, aren't we? We're so nice to each other.
Well, there we are. It just shows what could be ahead. Okay, you've been listening to Siren 107.3 FM on location with Hannah O'Brien and Alex Levchuk at the 2014 Lincolnshire Show. It's been the Lincolnshire Show Eve before, obviously, all sorts of exciting things start coming to you from the wonderful world of Siren FM and, of course, Lincoln City Radio. And is that an F sharp as well?
No. That was a chair.
That's a chair. That's
always a pitch.
Yeah. Anyway, that's obviously from the heavy metal syndrome. We shall progress from thence onwards and just be here. That's all I would say. If you can, over the next 2 days, in any way, shape or form, make your way to the Lincolnshire County Show 2014. Bats, I thought, particularly wonderful.
Yes, they were. Well, it would be even better when you actually get to see some bats.